السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa and all listening over receivers, Durood Sharif is a great ni'mat. To read Durood and Salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is a great bounty, is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala, which He has blessed the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam with. We take it very lightly. We don't give it such importance in our lives. But in reality, it is a great ni'mat, a very great ni'mat. Such a ni'mat that even Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, on one occasion, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports. He says that from 4 or 5 of us, someone or the other used to always stay with Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says from 4 or 5 of us, one or two people used to always stay with Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, so that in case he needs something, or he gives some message to convey to somebody, or whatever it may be. And also the enemies of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam were always looking for a chance to harm him. So these people used to stay around Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Now that does not mean that he didn't have tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala. It's a world of means. So it was for our benefit and to make life easy for us that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam accepted such kind of favors from his companions. Otherwise, in reality, Allah Ta'ala was protecting him, as Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam would inform him immediately whenever there was any kind of assassination that was planned or anything else. But nevertheless, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala, he says that someone from amongst 4 or 5 of us used to always be with him. So one day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam enters an orchard. He says, I also followed him. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went into the orchard, then he placed his musalla, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started making salat. And in that salat, when he went into sajda, he remained so long in that sajda. Now this kind of report we get even Shab-e Barat and Laylatul Barat, same thing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sajdas, lengthy sajda. Now that's not for the imam, I've repeated that, that's not for the imam. But in our individual salat, when nobody is watching at home or something, or even if it is in the masjid, person must not read to show anyone else. He must make his salat for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and get some taste and enjoyment of this sajdat. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. So he made a very lengthy sajda. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I started weeping for them. There was no greater ni'mat than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being amongst them. the very thought that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will depart from them, or has departed, it was as if their world came to an end. Look at when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passes away. Strong and powerful person like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he takes out his sword and says, if anybody says Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, I'll take his neck off. And they just couldn't accept it. It was so heavy on their hearts. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, everyone's sadness had gripped the whole congregation. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to take charge of the situation, and then he recited the verses of the Quran Sharif. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadim min rijalikum, walakin Rasool Allah wa khataman nabiyyin. Wa ma Muhammadun illa Rasool. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yes, that was the ayat. Wa ma Muhammadun illa Rasool. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. So this grief and sorrow, everything had gripped him. So Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala really thought that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away. So he started tearing, weeping, came closer to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then raised his head. Said, oh Abdul Rahman, what has happened to you? Said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this is what I saw. And I really thought that this is what had happened. They were honest, they were truthful. There was no question of any kind of lie in their lives. There was no lies in their lives. Whatever was in the heart, they expressed it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that it was as a thanksgiving to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because He blessed the ummah with a great bounty and a great ni'mat. And that is that whosoever recites Salat on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive 10 sins of his. Allah ta'ala will give him 10 blessings and wipe out 10 sins of his. Now this was the message. Now for that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes such a lengthy sajda, that the ummah will get 10 blessings and 10 sins wiped out. In another hadith sharif, Allah ta'ala also increases and elevates the person 10 stages. So many other ahadith, so much of other virtues. On one other occasion also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, extremely happy, overjoyed. The sahaba say that we never saw him so happy. The signs of happiness were on his face all over. And what was the reason? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informed him the same thing. That whosoever from your ummah will read salat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him 10 blessings, will wipe out 10 sins of his, and will elevate his stages 10 positions. Now look at the excitement, the happiness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is getting in this information that is being brought to him by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Now do we make any qadar of it? In one hadith sharif, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, من قال, whoever says, جزا الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله. Of course we must say, جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. But those were the words of the Hadith Sharif. So then what will happen? أتعب سبعين ملكا. 70 angels. It will tire them for 1,000 days. Alpha Sabai. For 1,000 days writing and writing and writing the blessings and recording the blessings, the angels will get tired, but they won't be able to really do justice to it. Just for reading this. Jazallahu anna. Say it. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Ahluhu, you stop, ahluhu. Simple, easy, but look at the blessings. So this just came to mind now when I asked you to read the Durood Sharif. That we mustn't take it lightly, with muhabbat, with aqidat, with azmat. We must make it part and parcel of our lives. There's so much of ahadith now are coming to mind with regards to durood and salam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's azmat and muhabbat is such a thing that if we bring it into our hearts, and if we recite durood sharif and we make it tiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we are promised the best of both worlds. Main kehta nahi, Quran kehta hai musalmano. He says, I am not saying in the Quran sharif is saying, tum hi waris ho dunya ke, tum hi waris ho uqba ke. You are the heirs of dunya and akhirah. Allah Ta'ala wants to give it to you. Agar hum sab log ho jaye paaband shariat ke, mazhe luta kare dunya hi mein jannat ke. Only we become paaband of sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, then in this world we will start getting the best of jannat. It will be as if we are in jannat. Enjoyment of jannat will start getting it. Ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not only in namaz. In namaz all of us obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. In namaz who doesn't obey? Of course we don't have that khushu and khuzu in our salat. But as far as the performance of the salat is concerned, all of us would say, well, 4 rakats of farz of zuhar and 4 rakats of isha and 3 rakats of maghrib. And we must make ruku and 2 sajdas and all that we will do. But is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Sharia only for namaz? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sunnah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, what about nikah? What about walimas? What about marriages? What about business? What about government? What about all other aspects of life? We have to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all aspects of our lives. Every department, and over the weakness and shortcomings, make a lot of tawbah and istighfar. Don't find justification and say that it is very difficult, we can't follow in these times. Na'uzu billah. If we say that in these times we can't follow the Sharia, then it means that Allah Ta'ala did not know what kind of times will come. Why keep on blaming the mahol? Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi says, mahol par padho la haul. Zamana humko badal sake, ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. We must change the environment. What is this that we are always like fox, proverbial fox? But if we are finding something difficult because of our own creation, because of our own weakness, so then don't blame Sharia for it. The person wrote from another country one dream and he wanted interpretation. I'm not going into the details. But in that dream, there were 2 things. If the person is listening, because they're listening over internet now. So there were 2 things, but nobody knows, only he knows and I know. So therefore, these type of things are mentioned so that it gives us some kind of lesson. Now he dreams that one alim is asking him to bury Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He must bury them in the same grave. But that grave is like a toilet bowl with urine inside. Na'uzubillah. And he got up with a shock. Now what a difficult thing to interpret. But Allah Ta'ala with his fazal sometimes just puts the right interpretation. I said, it seems that you are now associating with people who are Shia inclined. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala knows the azmat they don't have in their hearts. And also some modernist groups, because Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever a person sees, or Hazrat Maryam, now these are generally signs of Qiyamah. So meaning that some things are happening in your life, or your association with some kind of people, which is abhorred by Sharia, and which is very, very dangerous to your iman. So therefore, make tawbah. Be on guard. Don't associate with such people. The very next day, another email comes. Mawla, you're 100% right. He says, in our city here, in another country it is. He says, in our city here, there's another masjid that has been established. That was the explanation. There is a masjid that has been established by progressive Muslims. They call themselves progressive Muslims. And he said, I was becoming influenced with them. I was also becoming influenced. And what do these progressive Muslims do? He said, in that masjid they have namaz, men, women, all mixed. And now and again the lady makes the imamat. The lady makes the imamat. And after that, then the shaking of hands and hugging and kissing and everything. Na'udhu billahi min zalik. I mentioned on Thursday also that we will blame America for it. We will blame Russia and China and Israel and Europe and everybody else. But we won't blame ourselves. Irrespective of where the ideas are coming from. But if the person is a Muslim and he's got little bit of knowledge also of Quran and Sunnah and Sharia and Deen, anyway in the history of Islam that we had in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba Ikram, this kind of mix up and then Imam, the lady was made the Imam to please the Western world, equality of sexes. So that is that sign of Qiyamah. That is a sign of Qiyamah, that in the name of Islam all these things are happening. Therefore we're dreaming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. It is actually a reflection of your own heart. Make sincere tawbah, get away from those kind of people. If you can change them, you change them. Or try to change them. But if you cannot change them, then distance yourself. Lots of people say that we were there and they were not listening or they won't listen. So if they can't listen, they won't listen, then at least we can keep ourselves away from there. Can anybody force us to be there? If there is a function and there's all videoing and photography and music and everything else is taking place and it's a family function, and now they won't listen. So if they won't listen, no problem. That is between them and Allah Ta'ala. We must try and advise them nicely. But if that occasion is not right, they may blurt out such statements. It will be of kufr. So then we can distance ourselves. Let them criticize. Let them mock. Let them ridicule. Was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam not ridiculed? Was he not mocked and teased? Was he not jeered and laughed at? The greatest after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What kind of labels and titles they gave to him? And not only that, he was even stoned. Dogs were put behind Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. While blood is oozing out from his body, he falls down, he is made to get up and walk, and again they stone. That was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet he is the mahbub of Allah Ta'ala. So if somebody passed one or two words of laughter, or one or two words of criticism, what does it mean? Person at least got some nisbat with the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, some small nisbat. He was teased, laughed at, mocked, ridiculed, somebody did something like that. But of course we don't ask for it. So we should not always blame the world for it, blame ourselves. What about the other community that is around there? Don't they have some kind of understanding that this is something that is not acceptable in Islam? Irrespective of where it comes from. I explained about bribe. They say bribe, bribe. Egypt has been bribed. This country has been bribed. Pakistan is being bribed. So who is accepting the bribe? The bribes were offered to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Day one this is happening. They were offering bribe to him. If you want to marry, we'll get you married to the best woman. Or any amount of women you want. If you want wealth, we'll give you all the wealth that you want. If you want to be our leader, we'll make you our leader, but don't propagate Islam. Said, if you give me the sun in the right and the moon in the left, I'm not going to stop. So bribes are coming down from that time, but who is accepting the bribe? That is the whole question. Are they Jews who are accepting it? Christians who are accepting it? The 4,000 shops that got burnt in Pakistan, in Karachi, who burnt it? Irrespective of which force is behind it, but who did the burning and looting and in so many other countries. The heart pains. Now how much can we talk? How much can we cry? All we can do is make dua and save ourselves. If we can't stop anyone else, then at least we can stop ourselves. But we too will say, no, then so and so will get angry, that one will get upset. That one will not talk to me then. That one nicely, discreetly, with muhabbat, with hikmah, pass the message on. And then, if they still insist, then say, well, no problem. Then you, if you got love for me and you want me to attend, then do this, do that. Make the right arrangement. You will come. Tonight we read again the beautiful Naat Sharif in this majlis of zikr, majlis of tawbah, majlis of nadamat and shame. Majlis to light up our hearts with the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Certain things comes to mind, we don't know whether to say it or not to say it. Some ni'mats Allah Ta'ala blesses with. Rang laayenge kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. Dreams are not something that we put our trust in for the akhirat, but of course, mubasharat. Rang laayenge kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salle ala jum jaye, rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salle ala jum jaye. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When will my duas and my tears and my pleadings before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bear fruit, gain acceptance, that I proceed once again in the direction of Madina Sharif. Shahre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Whichever is the city of the beloved, we have heard that the lover will always say, that's my most beloved city. Then what can we say of Madina Sharif, where my mehboob is? Ah, we don't know what Madina Sharif has been blessed with. Other countries of the world, they can have their parks, and they can have their mountains, and they can have the rivers, and they can have the lakes, and they can have the ocean, and they can have the snow, and the skiing and everything else, and the huge, huge buildings and everything they can have. But which city of the world can boast that the one for whom Allah Ta'ala created the whole universe, he rests? Had it not been for his coming into this world, there would have been nothing created. And when you are there and you are watching exactly, you know 100%, you are certain, there is not a shadow of doubt that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. And we believe in a life that Allah Ta'ala has given to you. So, rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jum jaye. As the person is proceeding, you have heard this Naat Sharif many times recited by this black sheep of the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But listen to it again. The person is proceeding in the direction of Madina Sharif, wherever he may be coming from, especially if it is his first trip. Then the person is excited, he is looking in this direction, that direction. He wants to find the green dome. From a distance then he sees the green dome. Keh ke salli ala jum jaye. The Rood Sharif increases. The person's excitement knows no bounds and limits. the person's emotions run high. If he has developed some kind of muhabbat and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before leaving home, then his excitement will be unlimited too. Unlimited excitement. For now he's coming closer and closer to the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla, na kaaba, na makka madina, agar Muhammad na hote to kuch bhi na hota. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يا صاحب الجمال يا سيد البشر من وجهك المنير لقد نور القمر لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد خدا وزرك توي قصة مختصر. No one can do justice to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After Allah, he is the greatest. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جوم جائے. Where is that spirit now? Now it is this shopping mall, that shopping mall. Purchase this, buy that. Have you got that list that you brought from there? Have you brought all the jewelry for exchange here? Now all those things are by the way. But the whole time is spent in nothing but the bazaars and marketing and shopping. People were encouraged to go and buy some properties there and so that the heart may get attached to Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. But now that also has become a musibat. Because now again the person is there, but all the time is spent. If we sell this, we make so much profit, and then buy that one, it'll make so much profit. And then sell that one, and then buy that one, and buy that one, and sell that one, by the time the person has left this world. So he didn't even enjoy that peace which he was enjoying before buying a property. Before buying, at least those 7-10 days were spent in some ibadat. But now after buying it, the whole maqsad was so that he may get his heart attached there. But we have seen people, instead of heart attached, now it is nothing but running in this direction, in that direction. Otherwise, I myself was encouraging you. Hazrat Maulana Badr-e Alam Rahmatullah Alayh, beautiful narrative, how many times I read. Azizo ko mujhe ikra ذکی ہے اب خبر کرنا اگر محفوظ رہنا ہو تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا اگر محفوظ رہنا ہو تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا جہاں اب پھنسنے والا ہے فتن میں دین و ایمان کے بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا. The whole world is going to be lashed by storms of fitnas from all sides, and it's going to be very difficult when the Dajjal times are going to come closer to Qiyamah, as is happening now. So if a person is really interested in protecting himself, and Allah Ta'ala has provided for him also sufficiently, and he's not engaged in any kind of dini activities in his country or in the place there of residence, because that is necessary if there's madaris, makatib, darul ulums, or the person is cannot afford it, he hasn't got the means to go and settle there, then it is different. But the person whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with everything, then what is the need to stay in a country and be bombarded by sins and storms of sins all the time? Then go and settle there, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will protect Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif from the entry of the Dajjal. And as far as all the other fitnas that are there, it is easy if a person wants to stay away from those fitnas. Does anybody force him? From his home to the masjid, and from the masjid to his home, and just go and do necessary buying. Finish, he's protected from fitnas. So we do encourage that, but what I am saying is that now it has taken a reverse direction. That even there the hearts are not attaching. Hearts are in dunya, dunya all the time. Nothing wrong with dunya, make use of dunya, earn it in a halal way. But I repeatedly say, don't allow it to sink into the heart. The ship needs water to sail. But keep the water outside the ship. You need a whole ocean for the ship to sail. I've mentioned this many times. We don't require one small stream like Amgeni River and bring one big ship there. We need a whole ocean. But if you say that water, whole ocean is necessary for the ship to sail, so now bring that water into the ship, it'll sink that ship. This is our condition today. Make use of dunya. Dunya must be something to be used in a proper manner. Earn it halal and use it correctly. Help the poor, the needy, the destitute. Use for yourself, family, children. Make umrah, hajj, build masjid, madaris, masajid, khan. All these things are permissible. Rang layengi kab meri aahein. फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए जब नजर आए वो सब्ज गुंबद कह के सल्ले आला जूम जाए कह के सल्ले आला जूम जाए जब हुजूरी का आलम मता हो जब हुजूरी का आलम मता हो उनको अफसाने गम सुनाए जब हुजूरी का आलम मता हो उनको अफसाने गम सुनाए अब न जाना हो घर हमको वापस चुप के ये मांगे दुआए अब न जाना हो घर हमको वापस چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو Imagine a sinful one or sinful ones like us. Allah Ta'ala, out of His fazl and kindness, He gives the opportunity to stand right there, the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You get the opportunity of huzuri. Therefore, I repeat and I will go on repeating that before presenting oneself there, if Allah Ta'ala gives the opportunity, make a lot of tawbah, lot of tawbah, lot of tawbah before standing there. Because our hearts are x-rayed. With what love we are coming there. At least our outward condition also must not be that of the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person is standing right there and his outward condition is that of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enemies. In his lifetime he turned his face away from those who were not even believers when they came with shaven faces. That old history. So imagine now the person stands there in that condition. Or that which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam emphasized upon. This is not something that we say that if you like it, you do it. If you don't like it, never mind. Look at the ahadith of Bukhari Sharif. Look at the other ahadith. Pants above the ankle. It is not just any ordinary sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas even if it is an ordinary sunnat, we got no right to look down upon or make tahqeer. Now this is made a big joke of today. And no one says that whole of Islam is in just beard and pants above the ankle. Does anybody say that? If anybody says that your piety and taqwa levels are of a very, very high level, only two things you have to do. Keep a beard one fist length and pant above the ankle. After that you can abuse the wife, children, cheat, deceive, cause harm to people, steal, fornicate, commit adultery, watch porn sites and do everything else. But as long as your beard and put that, does anybody say that? We will say that it is a package just as all other things are required. In the same way, this is also necessary. So let us not look down upon it. So جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. When we are given the opportunity of حضوری and presentation there, then we pour out our heart. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے, اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس, چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. او اللہ, ڈونٹ ریٹرن می ٹو مائی ہوم. ہو کین اسٹینڈ دے اینڈ سے دیٹ او اللہ ڈونٹ ریٹرن می ٹو مائی ہوم ناؤ دیٹ یو ہیو براٹ می ٹو مدینہ شریف. دا پرسن ہز گاٹ لو فور مدینہ شریف, لو فور نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, ہی ول سے دا ادر پرسن ول بی اے لٹل بٹ سکیئرڈ. جسٹ ناؤ اف دا دعا گیٹ ایکسیپٹڈ ہیئر دین واٹ. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس, چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. دیکھو, پٹ ایوری تھنگ رائٹ, کیپ اوور اکاؤنٹ اینڈ حساب کتاب آل صاف اینڈ کلیئر. وٹ ایور امانت, ٹرسٹ, اینی تھنگ ایلس, ایوری تھنگ میک اٹ کلیئر. ہیو اوور ولز بائی اوور سائڈ, ڈو ایوری تھنگ رائٹ, دین پروسیڈ, دین بلیو دیٹ it is a great ni'mat and a bounty if the person is given mouth and death in Madina Tayyiba. You're going to die somewhere, so why not somewhere where we can get shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے, رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. We can ask everything at the multazam. Ask for good health, ask for long life, ask for barakat in business, ask for good children, ask for all the ni'mats, nothing wrong. But the greatest of ni'mat that a person can have and the greatest bounty is that Allah Ta'ala must become pleased with him. Allah must make him his. Allah Ta'ala must say, this is my banda. He is my servant. Living in the world, he didn't become shaitans and nafs. Banda of nafs and shaitan. He was my servant. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِ. So, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعا. Cried out and duas of multazam are accepted. Alhamdulillah, this banda has also had experience of many, many duas that were accepted. All those muhaddithin also, they had mentioned that. Sinful ones like us also, Allah Ta'ala accepts. Multazam par ye mangi, oh Allah, make me yours and become mine. If Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then everything is ours.
Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب, تیرا درد محبت سنائے, رنگ لا
لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے. یا اللہ میک یوز آف اس اف وی گو ٹریول ان دا ورلڈ اینڈ وی لائٹ اپ دا ہارٹس آف دا پیپل ود یور محبت اینڈ یور لو اینڈ دا لو آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے. تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے.
رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. Make the people get madly in love with Allah تبارک و تعالی. They have given their hearts to everything of this dunya. Again, I repeat, it is not the acquisition of the dunya and the usage of the dunya, but giving hearts. We have given hearts to everything that we can comes before us of some value. When will we give our hearts to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So therefore we make an effort to bring that muhabbat of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sare alam ko majnu bana kar tera darde muhabbat suna kar sare alam ko majnu banaye. And then sare alam ko majnu bana kar mere maula teri geet gaaye. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with this great ni'mat and bounty. How long are we going to listen? Time is running out. I mentioned the other night, and it had a great impact on one brother who happened to be sitting there. First time he was happened to be sitting in that majlis. I said that one night when Allah wala, he took one watch. After the Isha Salat, he took one watch. Those days they used to keep the watch in the pocket. He pulled it out of his pocket and he took it and looked at it like this. And he sat after Isha until Fajr Azan was given. Then he realized it was Fajr. Everybody else left the masjid. One or two people who were his khas, khuddam, they stayed behind. He said, Hazrat, what is this? Whole night you just looked at the watch. Now, what was he looking at? Was he looking where it was manufactured? It is waterproof, Swiss made, and all the latest features and the latest technology, and how many meters deep in the ocean, no water goes inside. Was he looking at all that? He was looking at the watch ticking away, ticking away, ticking away. Every second he realized was bringing him closer and closer and closer to the Qabristan. That's what it was. Oh Allah, this 1 second is gone. Finish, it will never come back in my life. If the lifespan was 70 years, then that second of that 70 years is gone, finish. So now in that night, the number of hours that remained after Isha, he was absorbed that, oh Allah, how my life is ticking away, ticking away, ticking away. Look at these people, with all their piety and taqwa, but how much of istihzar they had, how much of khawf and how much of muhabbat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with some part of their taqwa and their muhabbat and their khawf. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں، ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں، اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 Illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah ہوا و ہرس والا دل بدل دے ہوا و ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث مائی بلاوڈ اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ کریم اللہ موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنٹ موسٹ لونگ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ موسٹ ٹالرنٹ موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ We have raised our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment you are watching us. My beloved Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. My beloved Allah, you know our past, our present and our future. Nothing was hidden from your sight. It was only your kindness, your tolerance, your ihsan, your fazl that you did not embarrass us, disgrace us, humiliate us, destroy us, punish us the moment we committed our sins. Ya Allah, you gave us another opportunity of repenting, another opportunity of making tawbah from our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the sins of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Forgive us, our parents, wives and children in ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the entire mankind, my beloved Allah. Bless everyone with hidayat, with guidance. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Indeed, we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of this earth. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. The great ni'mats of sight, of hearing, of speech, our hands, our feet, our heart and mind, my Allah, each and every one such a precious ni'mat.
we use it for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah, He would have sent the gale force winds against us. He would have sent the tsunamis and destroyed us. He would have ordered the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. But my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. You want your servants to turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not justifying any of our sins, my beloved Allah. Hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim aur khatakar. Gande hai mere maula, hum gande. Have mercy upon us. Open the floodgates of your maghfirah for us. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. My beloved Allah, you are listening to us this very moment. You are the one who listens to the du'as of the people at the Multazam. You are the same Allah that is listening to us this very moment. My beloved Allah, hame apna bana lo karam se. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah. Where do we go, my Allah? Which other door is there that we can tap? Who else is there besides you, my Allah? For us, there is no one. Our life depends on you. Our existence depends on you. Change the condition of our hearts. Take us in the direction that of Jannat, in the direction that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Remove from our hearts the love of dunya, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq to earn halal and to use your ni'mats and bounties in an appropriate manner. But don't allow the love of dunya to settle in our hearts, which causes an obstruction in our progress towards you. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time, in our earnings. Bless us with barakat in every ni'mat and bounty that you bless us with. Do not seize and snatch away the bounties because of our sins, my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us a taste of the sweetness of Iman. Fill our hearts with that sweetness. My beloved Allah, give us the realization that in sins there's nothing but destruction, nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our homes and lives everything that is causing such obstruction in our progress, my Allah. Our hearts have become void and empty of spirituality. We talk, but my Allah, you know well how empty our hearts are of spirituality. How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites? The day is going to come when the angel of death is going to squeeze out the soul from every part and every limb of our body. Ek din aapke saamne khade hokar jawab dena hai. We have to account before you. Just as we have shouldered so many janazas to the qabristan, someday our janaza will also proceed in that direction. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching porn sites, reading filthy magazines. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Daily we are reading how thousands of people suddenly disappear from the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, wherever suffering and hardship has come upon people, remove the suffering and their hardship. In Haiti and so many other parts of the world, my beloved Allah, they are going through such pain, such suffering. Ya Allah, unki madad farma, husrat farma. Remove the pain and suffering. Those who have passed away and were believers, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Those who are still living, bless them with Hidayah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them to survive. پیلسٹائن، چچنیا، بوسنیا، کشمیر، افغانستان، عراق، سوڈان، سومالیا، آل پارٹس آف دا ورلڈ. مائی اللہ، بلیس مین کائنڈ ود ہدایت، ریموو دا پین، دا سفرنگ، دا ہارڈ شپ اینڈ ڈیفیکلٹیز آف دا اما اینڈ آف مین کائنڈ. مائی بلوڈ اللہ، وین دا ٹائم آف اوور ڈیپارچر کمز، ٹیک اس ٹو مدینہ طیبہ. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہی جیتا، وہی مرتا، وہی گورو. My beloved Allah, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't allow any kind of embarrassment and shame and disgrace to come upon us or our families, my beloved Allah. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the entire mankind with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you after this majlis of zikr. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill all their good wishes and good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every one. With your fazal and kindness, remove their suffering and pain. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those in financial difficulties, remove their suffering with plentiful of halal rizq. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and wine and women, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. My beloved Allah, they are our children. They are our children. Whichever Muslim's child it may be, it's our child. Ya Allah, Raham Parma, Raham Parma, Raham Parma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.